I'm watching the thing.
Okay, I'm leaving.
With a lady.
Okay, I'll be home around 11.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Brennan.
Let's slowly get those hips up. Let me hold it right here.
Dale, I'm leaving for the conference.
You leave me money for pizza, Dad?
Yeah, there's $20 on the hall table. Do not order pay-per-view, buddy.
But what if I want wings?
You don't need wings.
That's not enough, Dad!
The RTI cochlear implant is the state-of-the-art implantable hearing device due to its input processing of sound via the speech processor. But the most exciting new development is the external processor, which fits directly over the ear, which eliminates the need to put your face between those breasts. I'm sorry. I'm so lost. And this never happens to me. My name is Rooker, and I play racquetball. I collect coins. Sweet Jesus, I love Korean food.
I am Nancy Huff. I know how to make tandoori chicken. I contribute to NPR every single year, and I love the movies of Rob Reiner. Bloody's changed my life.
I have a boat, and I want to retire and sail around the world.
Oh, I love the sea.
And I drive a Mercedes, and I have a 40-year-old son, Dale, who still lives at home. Oh, God, I knew I shouldn't have told you that. Oh.
I have a 39-year-old son named Brennan who still lives at home with me.
I would like to thank all of you for being here with us on this fantastic, wonderful day. And I would like to raise my glass. Dale and I want to welcome you to our home. With open arms.
Ugh. Get a room, Dad.
Oh, for Christ. Dale!
Well, as you all know, my youngest son, Derek, couldn't be here because of an important fishing trip. But my other son, Brennan, was going to be moving into his own place, but he was recently let go from his job at PetSmart, so he is going to be living with us.
I wasn't fired from my job. I was laid off. You wouldn't know the difference. I didn't want salmon! I said it 4 times! This wedding is horseshit!
Somebody's awfully quiet back there.
I'm not gonna call him Dad.
Brennan, you're 39 years old. I would not expect you to call him Dad.
Well, I'm not going to, ever. Even if there's a fire. Robert better not get in my face. Because I'll drop that motherfucker.
Jesus, Brennan.
I'm just saying, I think you gotta think about your options. I know that you are technically married now, but that does not mean that they have to live here.
Dale, I think it's time for a change for both of us.
Dad, we're men. Okay? That means a few things. We like to shit with the door open. We talk about pussy. We go on riverboat gambling trips. We make our own beef jerky. That's what we do. And now that is all wrecked.
We literally have never done any of those things.
Where did he go to medical school?
He went to Northwestern and Johns Hopkins. Is that good enough for you?
No, it's not.
Well, Brennan, those are very prestigious schools.
I smoked pot with Johnny Hopkins.
You don't know anyone named Johnny Hopkins.
It was Johnny Hopkins and Sloan Kettering, and they were blazing that shit up every day.
All right, here's a scenario for you, Dad. Suppose Nancy sees me coming out of the shower and decides to come on to me. I'm looking good. got a luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my ball fro. And she takes one look at me and she goes, "Oh my God, I've had the old bull, now I want the young calf." And she grabs me by the wings. Shut the fuck up!
On, Brennan.
I'm fine here.
There you are.
Hi.
Oh, you look so cute in your moving clothes.
Aw.
How was it?
It was easy. The movers did everything.
Where's Brennan?
He's still in the car. It was kind of a rough drive.
Hey, Robert, what's all the commotion?
Hey, Don.
Is that your wife, Nancy?
Right here, Don.
Can I come over this afternoon and touch your face?
Sure.
Thanks. Good luck, guys.
We'll see you, Don.
Let's go, Cinnamon. Heel, Cinnamon. Heel, Cinnamon. Cinnamon!
Hi, Dale.
Hey, Nancy. Can you make me a grilled cheese sandwich?
Sure.
No. Dale just ate. He's testing you to see how much he can get away with.
I see.
I'm hungry.
Look in your right hand.
I sure don't mind a bit.
No, no.
I really don't.
No, he's fine.
You have to call me Dragon.
You have to call me Nighthawk.
You might want to try this. I make a sauce, we call it fancy sauce. Mm,
for me.
That Brennan really likes with his chicken nuggets.
It's my fancy sauce.
Well, when Brennan finishes, I'll give you some of this, and it's ketchup and mayonnaise mixed together. So,
So good.
I want some fancy sauce.
Yeah.
I'm not done using it.
It's good.
Can I have fancy sauce?
Of course. Of course.
I'm using it right now.
Okay. So let's just...
You want to try it, Dale?
Let's just let him try some.
Yeah, I really would like some.
Just one last spoonful.
I think you got enough there, Brennan. So here you go.
Thanks.
With the ketchup and mayonnaise.
Ugh. I don't like it. It smells weird.
Okay.
I'll try some.
You want some?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
You don't mind, do you, Brennan? Yeah.
Brennan.
I'm not comfortable.
That's okay. Brennan. Nah, it's okay. It's probably not good on fish anyway.
But my dad's king of the castle, so if he wants fancy sauce, he should.
No,
if he wants fancy sauce, he can make his own batch.
So you know what? Today, when you were driving around, Dale was telling me that he's really into kung fu, and I was telling him that you're really into kung fu as well.
I have a green belt. Read it and weep.
I don't believe in belts. There should be no ranking system for toughness. But one time I wrestled a giraffe to the ground with my bare hands.
Not true, Dale. Don't be ridiculous.
So, Dale, what have you been working on recently?
Well, I manage a baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League. Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
Why don't you stop being so confrontational, Dale?
I'm not the one staring at me.
So, Brennan, how about you? I know you used to work at PetSmart.
That's right, Mr. Doback.
Call me Robert.
That's right, Robin.
Robert.
Robin.
Actually, Brennan is a really talented person. He's a very gifted singer.
I'm really, really good.
How good?
I've been called the songbird of my generation by people who've heard me. That good.
The only trick is that Brennan's very particular about who he sings in front of. So I'm his mom, for example. I've only heard him sing twice.
That's funny that you say that, because I can sing too. In fact, I'll sing right now. If you want to get down on these hairy balls,
hey,
why don't you jump right in?
Hey.
It's a crotch party right up in here.
Stop
why
it.
Don't you lick on this big joint?
Stop it, Dale. Stop it. Stop it.
That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
That's so funny. The last time I heard that, I laughed so hard I fell off my dinosaur.
Stop right now, all right? Let's just back off. All right. Brennan, it's okay. It's okay. Great
he
deal.
Said a mean thing first.
All right. Okay. Just look, you know what? Hey, guys. Okay, sleeping arrangements. It's going to be different, but because Dale refuses to give up his office drum set, that means that Brennan, you and Dale are going to have to share a room. But it's just temporary.
Mom, we didn't talk about this.
Right. Well, it's going to be an exciting adventure.
You want to show him the room, Dale? Show him where he can put his stuff?
That's nice. Thank you.
Good night, Nancy. Hey, listen, I like to have a lot of fresh fruit around and chocolate chips in my pancakes. Okay? Write it down so you don't forget.
Show him the room.
She's mom now, so.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, Brennan.
Good night, Mr. Doback.
Good night, Brennan.
So, a few basic rules about the house. If there's any foods that you like, I suggest you put your name on them or they will be thrown out by me. House was built in 1825 by General Custer. I want to show you this room. Hold up. Ho, ho. You see this room?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. This is my office and my beat laboratory, okay? And this is the one rule of the house. Don't ever, ever, ever touch my drum set. You understand?
Don't go in there.
Don't touch it!
All right.
There. I was at about 6 there. You don't want to see me go to 10. Get your shit. We're going to my room.
Honey?
Hmm?
I think I just found a chain of islands that we can sail to after New Zealand.
That's wonderful. You know, I've been meaning to ask you, why is it that Dale never left?
Well, Dale has always coasted off my accomplishments. When he left college his junior year because he said he wanted to join the family business.
But you're a medical doctor.
Believe me, I've told him that. But he just always says it's all about who you know. I mean, I don't know where he got this sense of entitlement. Maybe it was his mother passing. What about Brennan? And from what you've told me, his younger brother Derek's been quite successful.
Well, certainly when his father and I split, that was difficult for him. And this one time when Brennan was 17 and Derek was 14, and Brennan decided to enter a talent show. He sang a song from an old pirate musical. But Derek got his football buddies to replace the choir and sing Brennan Has a Mangina.
Brennan has a mangina. Brennan has a mangina.
Finally, the audience and even some of the nastier parents started singing Brennan Has a Mangina. And I have to admit, for a little while, I sort of joined in as well. From that day on, Brennan never sang again. Derek went on to win the contest by lip-syncing Ice Ice Baby.
Dance, crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly.
That's a great song.
It is.
Mm. Hey, are you awake?
Yeah.
I just want you to know I hate you. And so does my dad.
Well, that's fine. Because guess what? I hate you too. And this house sucks ass.
Well, the only reason you're living here is because me and my dad decided that your mom was really hot and maybe we should just both bang her. And we'll put up with the retard in the meantime.
Who's the retard?
You.
But y'all don't say that.
Shut up. Wake up my dad and get me grounded.
Just shut up.
You and your mom are hillbillies. This is a house of learned doctors.
You're not a doctor. You're a big, fat, curly-headed fuck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm a curly-headed fuck.
Yeah. You better not go to sleep. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm gonna punch you square in the face.
I hope you stay still when you sleep, because I'm putting a rat trap between your legs.
I'm gonna take a pillowcase and fill it full of bars of soap and beat the shit out of you.
I want you out of my fucking house.
No way, Kimosabe. This is my house now.
How do you like the gilded lady?
I wish we could retire right now.
Won't be long.
Fucking yeah. But yo, your girl just moved to the joint in the club in the coffee crew. Bruh, look, the movement is on. Loud man and mommies and Victoria Thaws. I get my rhyme on dust. Guaranteed to make it right if your night is a bust. You vibrant and you fresh and all. Original to say the least that you've impressed. Come on, come on. Breathe and stop.
This is hot. A little girl on girl. A little heaven, a little hell. Ow. And that's what.
Hey.
Hey.
Guys doing some modeling. I get that.
Why are you so sweaty?
I was watching Cops.
Not supposed to have your feet on the couch. Hey, man. Did you touch my drum set?
Nope.
It's just weird, because seems like someone definitely touched my drum set.
Yeah, that is weird, because I didn't touch them.
Hey! Did you touch my drum set?
Hey, knock it off!
I know you touched my drumstick, because the left one has a chip in it.
You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Fuck you, Brennan. I know you touched my drum set, and I want to hear that dirty little mouth admit it.
You get out of my face, or I'm going to roundhouse your ass.
You swear on your mom's life that you didn't touch it then.
I don't have to swear to shit.
That's because you fucking touched my drum set, because I know Cops doesn't start till 4. Where are you going?
I'm going upstairs, because I'm going to put my nuts hat on your drum set, okay?
You do that. I am warning you right now, if you touch my drums, I will stab you in the neck with a knife. Steven, go in the room. I will go taste shit.
Don't miss a spot.
You hear me?
John Bonham's playing Moby Dick for real.
I swear to God. I swear to God. Ah! 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 what I meant to do, you fucker! I'll kill you!
Everything's gonna go generic soon, okay? Oh, thanks, Mom. Yeah. Oh, Jules? Wait, what's wrong?
Oh, story has a...
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Dr. Dobak, the phone's for you. I think it's urgent.
Hello?
Robert, they're like animals!
Please, stop screaming, please. I'm on my way.
There seems to be some savage fight going on between my son and stepson, so I...
Family issues, huh?
I don't believe in talking about people's personal lives behind their back.
You know nobody likes you, right?
What the fuck is wrong?
Someone got some air.
Snap.
I still hate you.
That's such power. It's raw power.
Dad, what are you doing? It's Shark Week.
Okay, here's the deal. Number one, you will fix the fucking drywall now. Number two, you have 1 month to find jobs or you're rotting your asses. I will arrange interviews for Monday and you will go.
Dad, why are you talking to me like this? I'm your son.
I'm not buying that crap anymore.
Today, I saw my own son use a bicycle as a weapon. You yelled rape at the top of your lungs.
Mom, I honestly thought I was going to be raped for a second. He had the craziest look in his eyes, and at one point he said, "Let's get it on."
That was about the fighting. See? I'm so not a raper.
Look, I didn't touch a drum set, okay?
I witnessed with my eyes your testicles touching my drum set.
All right, that's it. That's it. You two guys leave me no choice. No television for a week.
What?
We are so serious, guys.
You're fucking high.
Are you out of your mind?
Goes in Robert's wall safe, and it's going to stay there.
No!
Okay.
This house is a fucking prison!
On planet bullshit!
In the galaxy of this sucks camel dicks!
Hey, you can't catch me.
I don't know where you learned it, but I'm still sore.
Well, there's lots more with that.
My God.
Oh, no.
What
happened? Oh, my God.
Maybe Dale left the back door open and raccoons got in. Nancy, is this your purse in the freezer?
Yes. It's Brennan. He sleepwalks and he always puts my purse in the freezer.
Dale sleepwalks, too.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. Look in the oven.
What's in the couch pillows?
Yeah, Dale. Come on. It's okay.
It's really hard.
It's going to be fine. They're going to get jobs. They'll be gone in a month. A month.
Guys, Guys. Guys!
I'll kill you, Leonard Nimoy. The clown has no penis.
What kind of dreams are you guys having? Hey, it's 12:30. Renan, your brother is coming today, so you might want to get up.
Today?
Yep.
Shit. What's your problem?
My little brother is even a bigger asshole than you are.
All right, gang, let's really nail it this time. Here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Bum.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories, where everything was as fresh as a bright blue sky.
All right, Tommy, you're the oldest. I'm counting on you. Come on.
She's got eyes of the bluest skies as if they thought of rain. I hate to look into those eyes and see it now.
Nice vibrato, buddy. All right, Alice, let's go.
Reminds me of a warm, safe
place. It's so flat. I can't even, I don't even know. You don't even look good while you're singing. The worst thing I've ever heard. This is $1,200 a week for voice lessons, and this is what I get? Okay, I'm going to save it with the solo.
Bow, bow, I'm Derek, and I can sing high like this. And I can sing high.
Jesus!
Oh, sweet love of mine.
We were so sad you guys couldn't come to the wedding.
But we completely understand.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you were busy fishing with Mark Cuban.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, not just the Cubes, but we had Chris Daughtry, Jeff Probst, Super Chef Bobby Flay. I mean, it was insane. I mean, it was almost too much.
My God, that's impressive.
Yeah, we were down in the southern part of the Gulf fishing Bonita. Robert, have you ever been down to the southern part of the Gulf on the Bonita Run?
Always wanted to. Yeah. I heard it's amazing.
It is. It's gorgeous.
Are Bonita fish big?
What?
Dale, don't interrupt the man when he's telling a story.
No, it's fine, Robert.
I was asking about the story.
What's this guy's deal?
I don't know, son. It's okay. Well, Dale, they are what's called a trophy fish. So, yeah, they're pretty big. I'm sorry. anyway. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Now I forget where my story was going.
Ah, damn it, Dale.
No.
Robert.
What?
I asked him.
Okay.
No, he can join in, Robert. It's really okay.
Well, I asked him twice not to interrupt.
Listen, gang, don't be mad at Dale for ruining the story and possibly the evening. It's totally fine. I have a lot more stories.
Derek, that you do.
Yeah.
That you do.
Guilty as charged with the stories.
Oh, God, you're impressive.
Come on. Yeah, I love talking to you. From across the room. I feel like we have a thing. You and me, man. You're my new stepdad. You're unbelievable.
I never heard that laugh before.
Yeah, why are you acting so weird?
Oh, hey, by the way, guys, where's my bro Brennan?
You're right about your brother. Total dick.
Told you. You know what? I still hate you, but you got a pretty awesome collection of nudie mags.
Yeah, I got them from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. It's like masturbating in a time machine.
Anyway, so I figured by the summer 2010, we can probably set sail. But I think about it every day of my life.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Bob. Why wait 2 years?
Well, I got to make more money.
Okay, well, look, I hear you. Believe me. But what if I were to tell you that I could sell this house for 30% above market right now?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Could you do it?
In a heartbeat, Robbie. Look, I got my real estate license a few years back for shits and gigs. You know what? I'd even do it for 4/5 commish, because, you know what really gets my dick hard? Helping out my friends.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah?
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it would be kick-ass, bro.
Oh, man.
Right there.
Oh.
What about Dale and Brennan? Because they haven't even gotten jobs yet.
Got to change the record. Oh.
Robert, don't talk to me like that in front of my son.
Oh, come on, we're talking about our dream, the boat, come on.
Yeah, it's our dream, but I think it all needs to be done in good time.
I'm just saying give it some thought, okay? That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Holy shit. Triplets. It's true. Three's company.
Which shows tons of bush.
Hey, careful. Careful with that. You're crinkling. No, that's a collector's item. It's worth a lot of money.
What's up, faggots?
What's up, man?
You're not going to come down and say hi to me? What's up with that, dipshit?
Hi, Derek.
Oh, calm down, man. I'm just joking.
Wow.
You guys, I really like your guys' setup up here.
What is your problem, man?
My problem? Oh, I don't know. I don't have a problem, Dale. Actually, I have the opposite of a problem. I made over $550K last year. How much did you make?
It's not about money.
No, it's not about money. Well, for me, it's a little bit about money, and I made that much money last year. I am the VP of the biggest executive helicopter leasing company on the Western Seaboard. Okay? I haven't had a carb since 2004. Check these out. See these? See these, boys? This is what I live with every day. I lather this up with Kiehl's in the shower. You want to touch this shit?
No.
You want to touch these bad boys? Sorry, not going to happen.
There's something you want. Look, I promised Mom I'd offer you a job, and I told her it'd count as her Christmas present, so...
No, I'm never going to work for you.
Fine.
I don't care. Truth is, I just smoked a J out in my car a few minutes ago, so feeling a little spacey. You know what I'm saying? What's up with you, man? What you looking at, Kimasabi?
You want to punch me right now. You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
You want to punch me too, Brennan? You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
You do, I can tell. Well, why don't you do it? Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the fucking face!
Oh, shit! Oh, my shoulder!
Awesome!
Mom! Mom!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my butthole.
Snap!
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Bobby.
Sure.
Aside from that retard trying to punch me, it was actually a pretty good evening.
It was our pleasure, son.
Why are you calling him that?
Oh, don't.
My kids, I'll check out that stock
your mom is down there.
Hi. I'm Alice. I'm Derek's wife.
Hi.
Is it true that you struck Derek in the face and he fell from the treehouse?
Yeah. He asked me to.
Oh, that's the most amazing thing I've ever heard. I want you to know that tonight I am going to pleasure myself to the image of you doing that to Derek. You know what I mean? Master Man. I am. Oh, Dale. You are something. You are something.
You're something, too.
I want to roll you into a little ball and shove you up my vagina. You could just live there. It's warm and it's cozy.
In your vagina?
I want to walk around with you in there and just know you. Whenever I feel a little tickle or scratch, that it's just your hair on my vagina. Please, just do it for me.
What's happening?
Kiss me. I know. It's too much. I hate my life, Dale. I hate my life. I don't know. I'm in the dark, Dale.
It seemed okay.
Alice, honey, come on. Dane Cook, pay-per-view, 20 minutes. Let's go.
Coming, honey. I'm just talking to Dale. I love you.
Okay. Hey,
what?
What's she want? Nothing. Who's... who? Alice. Who's she talking? It was not about sex or anything.
I can't believe you hit Derek.
I know. Did you see the expression on his face?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Listen. I know that we started out as foe. But after that courageous act that you showed me against the one they call Derek, maybe someday we could become friends. Friends who ride majestic, translucent steeds, shooting flaming arrows across the bridge of Hemdale.
I would follow you into the mists of Avalon, if that's what you mean.
Do you want to see something super cool that only three people have ever seen in their lifetimes? Okay, open your eyes.
Whoa.
See that black smudge right there on the blade?
Yeah.
Look at it closely. Pretty recognizable signature.
No.
Randy Jackson from American Idol.
Why do you have Randy Jackson's autograph on a martial arts weapon?
Because I bumped into him and all I had on me was this samurai sword, and you're not going to not get Randy Jackson's autograph, right?
I would have done the exact same thing. Now, do you want to see something really cool?
Of course.
Turn off the lights. Industrial strength night vision goggles.
Holy Santa Claus shit. Can you imagine if we had these when we were 12?
Even better, we got them when we're 40.
You know what's amazing? They're not that noticeable on your face.
Right?
Yeah.
Ah! Ah!
I can't believe I've been living here for 2 weeks, and I'm walking around this place thinking I've got a huge doucher for a stepbrother. Secretly, you're not a doucher.
Let's play a game, all right? Mm. On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor. Favorite non-pornographic magazine to masturbate to.
Good Housekeeping.
If you were a chick, who's the one guy you would sleep with?
John Stamos. What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep.
Starting to like each other.
I got a really bad feeling about this.
Sword fight!
I know!
Sword fight! Exactly the same!
I know, I'm so scared. Time.
What the hell's going on?
Ma, Mr. Doback. Okay, Dale and
Please
I were
stop
just...
Stop calling me Mr. Doback.
Sorry. Okay, Mom, Doback, we think it would be very prudent.
Can we turn our beds into bunk beds?
Yes.
Why are you guys so sweaty?
All right, we've already figured out how to do this. The beds match up perfectly.
And here's the thing. It'll give us so much extra space in our room to do activities.
Please say yes.
You don't need permission from us to build bunk beds. You're adults. You can do what you want.
So...
I'm not making myself clear. I don't give a fuck. Now, you both have several interviews tomorrow. I would think you'd be focused on that and not building bunk beds.
So we can? No?
Yes. Yes.
Sweet.
You can make them.
I knew it.
Okay, you guys are not going to regret this. We're going to get so much more activities done.
This is the funnest night ever.
This is so scary.
How you doing over there?
Really good. Okay.
Did your son know anything about carpentry?
No, not a. Did I hear a drill?
Dale!
Power tools.
Dale, no power tools!
Oh, what?
No power tools!
You know what? I forgot to brush my teeth!
That is not your toothbrush!
Oh, okay. Well, I'm all done anyway.
We did it.
We did it!
It looked amazing!
Look at that! That looks like what you would buy from a store.
It should have been
Look
a
Look at all this floor space.
So
with
much...
With aerobics in here.
So many activities!
Do step class.
It's making my head spin how many activities we can do.
Play army then?
Yeah.
This is how we do it!
Da, 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 da.
Hey, I never asked you.
Yeah.
Do you like guacamole? Oh! Run! Oh, God! Run! Run! Dad, Nancy, it's bad. It's so bad. There's blood everywhere. The bunk beds were a terrible idea. Why did you let us do that? It's so bad!
How would you describe that?
Whoa. It's not so bad.
Right. See?
Put your beds back. Rumpus time is over. You got a big day tomorrow. You need your 8 hours.
And
And although she was 88 years old, she never stopped believing. It's 820 in the AM. Coming up next, a recent study by the American...
Look at her.
She's hot.
Okay, guys. This is it. Good luck. Don't be late.
Dad, I need to borrow some clothes for the interview since I don't have any fancy clothes.
You go to my closet, you take whatever you need. You
okay.
Too, Brennan. You guys got to look sharp. This is the most important day of our lives,
Robert.
Okay?
Okay, Dad.
No pressure, no pressure. All right, relax.
Okay.
I gotta go. This is your day, though, guys. Remember that. You own it. This is
your
one day!
Mr. Huff, Mr. Jeaner is ready for your interview.
Actually, we'll be interviewing as a team.
We're here to fuck shit up.
Dazzling, dilated, display a new sound. We gon' lie on stage.
Move it.
Display a new sound. Check it out. You're now rocking with the best. Dazzling, dilated, display a new sound. We gon' lie on stage.
Well, Brennan, you certainly have had a lot of jobs.
I'm a bit of a spark plug and a human resources lady.
Oh no, it's Pam.
I'm sorry. Well... Pan.
No, my name is Pam.
Are you saying Pan or Pam?
I'm saying Pam. Yeah, I'm sorry. Who is this gentleman sitting behind you?
Hello, Ms. Lady. I'm Dale. I'm Brennan's stepbrother, and I think I might be able to help with a Pan-Pam dilemma.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Pam.
Pam. Oh, no.
Pam.
Panned.
With an
There's
M.
There's a D on the end.
There's no D. It's Pam.
It's like calm.
Here, it's P.
P-A-N-M.
M.
Two M's. That was the confusion.
No, there's just one M.
What do you say we interview you?
All right, yes, that's a sometimes useful exercise. Please put your hand down. Go ahead.
How much money do you make a year before taxes?
Okay, I'm actually not comfortable answering that.
Come on!
We're doing the interview now, not you.
Okay, here's a shot out of a cannon. Oprah, Barbara Walters, your wife. You gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one. Go!
I think we're done here. Thank you.
Mr. Huff, under your references, you listed Dale Dobek, which I know is this gentleman, but you also listed Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are looking for people we can contact.
We want to tell you the stuff we're not good at.
Our weaknesses.
So we're clear up front.
Okay. We're not generally comfortable in an office setting, I would say.
I get cooped up.
I won't go into an office that's ever been used before.
I am no good before 11 a.m.
I also get headaches from computers, so I can't be around them for too long.
I take stuff.
I need to have someone go up and down with me in the elevator.
I have a weakness for sweets.
Other weaknesses? We're slow learners, and we're not particularly good listeners.
That'll be a huge problem.
We're also slow learners.
Okay, first of all, I needed someone
Wait,
to
shut
work
your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I think we've had enough.
Shut your mouth.
I needed someone
Wait,
to
shut
work
your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I'm sorry? What did
You're
you just
say? You're
just
coming off stupid.
I'm coming off as stupid. You're wearing tuxedos to a job that requires you to clean bathrooms. Please leave this office. We're done with this interview.
Do we get any sort of souvenir?
Get out of my office!
Yeah, I'm just looking to hire guys that I don't mind hanging out with for like 12 hours a day. You guys seem like cool guys. Got hair similar to mine. You wear tuxedos to the interview. That's funny. It's ironic. I get that. You're kind of underplaying the whole formality of it. I think that's funny as hell. So let's do this. You know, you guys are hired. You're in, you know, unless you're like the weirdest guys ever and I don't see it.
Great.
Was that a fart?
I don't know.
I can taste it. On my tongue.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. I did fart.
Is that onion? Onion and ketchup. It stinks. And this is a small room.
Shit.
Okay, now the tuxedos seem kind of fucked up.
God, we're so close.
So what do we do for jobs? I mean, is your dad really going to kick us out?
Listen. Don't worry about my dad. Got him sewn up. We've got to start thinking bigger, though, Brennan. Listen, what are you really good at?
Singing. I'm a world-class singer.
See? Right there, that's an amazing skill. Now, what am I good at? I can shred on the drums, and I'm a marketing whiz. And put all that together, what do you get?
I don't know. A band?
No, that's been done before. Even better. We are going to start
an international entertainment company, the biggest and the best. And we're going to call it Prestige Worldwide.
Sounds so cool. feel like a lightning bolt hit the tip of my penis.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're brothers. This is why we met. To form this alliance.
Right? Right? That's why our parents met, so this idea could happen.
Okay, what do we do?
We get to work.
Okay.
We hit the Beat Laboratory right now. Let's go.
Okay.
What?
Wait. What time is it?
4:30. 4:32.
I can't go down Whitworth right now.
Okay.
We should go this way.
What's up?
Chris Kardaki.
What?
He gets in my face, and I just don't want to deal with the hassle right now because...
Are you this scared?
Can we please go the long way?
Down Cutler?
Yeah.
That's 45 minutes.
You're going to shame me into doing this. I'll do it.
No, you sound stupid.
You're
going
to be sorry. Okay, I'm stupid. Oh, man. Oh, God, there they are.
Totally. Oh, my God. Is that Del Dovic? Let's make him lick dog shit.
Yeah.
Hey, fag stick. Long time no see. Is that your boyfriend? Is that your butt buddy?
Look, Mr. Gardaki, just leave me alone, will
you? Shut your mouth, S.A.
You guys just go back and have fun on your jungle gym, okay?
Does butt buddy have a name?
If you're referring to me as butt buddy, yes, I do have a name. It's Brennan Huff.
If you don't come over here and lick that white dog shit, I'm going to plow into your nose with my fist.
I am not licking any white dog shit.
I'll lick the dog shit if you leave us alone.
Dale, you're not licking dog shit, okay?
Dude!
They're kids!
No, it's just dog shit!
It's ridiculous! Hello, how are you?
Oh, 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 no!
Find out! Find out!
Leave him alone!
Maybe you don't go down that way anymore. Maybe you go the long way home.
That's what we talked about. We're going to take the long way home.
You know in that one scene in The Wizard of Oz when the flying monkeys pull apart the scarecrow? That's what it was like.
Oh.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
Is my dad mad about the stuff that happened?
Robert was very upset, yes. He knows that you interviewed as a team, and he heard about the fart.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. You just couldn't hold it, or you...
No, I thought it was going to be silent.
It
just
was
kept going,
not
and
silent.
It made a sound, and
it
was
got
embarrassing.
Louder. It got louder. So, listen, Bobby, I'll get those keys made tomorrow, and then we'll start setting up times.
Thank you.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Always nice to see you.
You too.
Hey guys, looks like your free ride's over, huh? Have fun living on the streets. Okay, cool. Good chatting, you guys.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
See you, buddy.
What was he doing here?
We're putting the house on the market.
Where are we moving?
Is the house haunted?
Nancy and I are retiring and sailing around the world on my boat. We are living the dream.
Well, what about us?
I'm sorry, Robert. We thought that you should take responsibility for your own lives.
And this is the exciting part. We're going to put enough money in your accounts for a security deposit on an apartment.
What's this all about?
More than just money. We're going to get you another kind of support as well.
You're both going to see therapists. Nancy thinks it'll help. And, guys, that's non-negotiable.
Hold on. We're not going on the boat. Derek's selling the house. We have to go to therapy? What the fuck happened?
Hey!
Look, I know this seems really, really sudden and just sort of unfair and cruel.
But it's non-negotiable.
But it's non-negotiable.
I've got a belly full of white dog crap in me. And now you lay this shit on me?
You're adults. It's time you started acting like adults.
Mom?
I'm not backing down, Brennan. Don't even try.
I know it seems hard, but it's the best thing for both of you. We do it because we love you.
Dad, I'm doing this because I love you.
Okay.
Fuck.
fuck you.
Anything else?
No. Bon voyage. Have a great time.
Hey, what's up, Derek? Yeah.
You know what?
Look what I got.
I'm sitting here thinking, we finally got a family together here. And now it's about to be taken away from me because they think we're losers. Because they don't understand us?
Yeah.
They don't get that this lifestyle is a choice. And all they think about is that stupid boat.
I swear, I'm so pissed off at my mom. As soon as she is of age, I'm putting her in a home.
We have got to get Prestige Worldwide going. It's the only thing that's going to save this family.
You know what I was thinking we should do is have an investor presentation like they do on The Apprentice.
Yeah, we got to start with some capital somewhere. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. If we're going to start a huge multinational corporation, I'm going to have to hear you sing.
Can't you just trust that I'm a really, really, really good singer?
Just one song, so I know what your voice sounds like.
Yeah, I'll just do it. No big deal. I'll just dive into it and just start singing. Oh, Jesus, my heart is beating so fast right now. Okay, just do it. Just do it. Just. People talking. Talking about people. I just ignore them, but they keep us saying we laugh just a little too loud. We stand just a little too close. We stare just a little too long. Maybe they're seeing something we don't, darling. Let's give them something to talk about. Let's give them something to talk about. How about love, 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 I scuba dive, I can't dig it, I don't know, I didn't want to sing too loud, because I don't want to wake up Robert and Nancy, my throat's sore, I've had a sore throat for a month and a half, and this is not an acoustic environment that's suitable to request this from me.
You gotta know, I'm not just some guy. Brennan, that is the voice of an angel. Brennan, I can't even make eye contact with you right now.
Your voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus. Why can't you do that in front of people?
Are you messing with me right now?
It's me, Dale. You're good.
I know.
This is going to sound weird, but for a second, I think you took on the shape of a unicorn.
I felt like I was hovering above my own body watching myself sing.
Now let's move on to other business. Now, first thing tomorrow, we got to get cracking on this investor presentation. And guess what else? This just came to me.
What?
We're making a music video.
Yeah. Okay, what do we do about Derek in the house?
Don't worry about it.
That's a great name. You know, Frank Gifford used to live right down the block.
The Gift?
Yeah,
the Gift.
Right down the block.
I'm getting a really good feeling about this.
I'm so glad.
If you get us that 10-year interest-only loan, I think we got a deal.
Hey, fuckers! Welcome to the neighborhood! My name is Craig.
The neighbor is a Nazi?
If you guys ever need fertilizer, I've got a lot of it. Close to 80 tons.
Hey, folks! How you doing? You're gonna love this neighborhood. Every single house here recycled.
We're done here.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Derek! Sprechen Sie Dick!
So, Dale, I don't know how much you know about therapy, but it usually starts by you telling me a little something about yourself.
I work at a college as a janitor, even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there. Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Is this Goodwill Hunting?
No.
Sounds a lot like the plot of Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. Anyway, my best friend is Ben Affleck.
So I thought we'd begin talking about your parents' divorce.
Okay.
How old were you when they got divorced?
15.
It's a hard age.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about some of those feelings?
I love you.
Obviously, you don't know me.
I love you so much.
Thank you. And I will take that as a feeling that you have of comfortability with me.
It's more than comfortability. mean, I fucking love you.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about our life together. I feel like I'm walking on a cloud. My penis is tingling right now.
That is so off-putting.
You're not feeling this?
In no way, shape, or form do I feel any feelings of intimacy towards you in any way whatsoever.
As you can see, you got a really dope front lawn here. You and your homeboys can play on that.
You know what? You can just say, it looks good.
That's yeah. How I talk. Oh, you got a really fresh entryway here. Pretty awesome. There's a front of the house, which is
action. Will you vultures please give us some privacy? He just died last night.
What is going on here?
It was the asbestos in here. That's what did it.
I've seen too many dead bodies. I can't be in here.
No.
I can't.
Not bad. Eat shit, Derek.
Awesome B-Day party, Horizons. You the man, Derek.
Okay, who's this from? TJ? Where are the rest of my gifts, dude?
Totally joking around, TJ.
Oh, yes! Yes! Callaway 3
wins.
Yeah! Yeah! Uh-huh. Yeah! Bomb it down the fairway, bitches!
That's right. Oh. Hey, my name is Jim. Want to suck my dick for money?
No!
It's just me.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Julian, this is the men's bathroom.
Happy anniversary. It's our second date.
What?
Listen, I'm sick of being all coy and bashful, Dale. Okay.
We're in the bathroom.
So just take a minute. There's really little you can do about it.
Alice.
Let me just hop.
Ah!
Oh!
It's all slippery.
Ah! Ah! Oh! Oh, my God!
Getting tingly. Something's going to happen, huh?
Oh, we just had sex. Just the way I imagined it.
I like you.
I love you. Stay golden, pony boy.
Okay.
I gotta pee.
Oh, my God. You're incredible. Say hello to my little friend.
Scarface.
Just from Scarface.
Scarface.
Shut the fuck up.
Sweet-ass gift, Teach.
Yeah, not bad, not nice. Bad.
I got it all mapped out, okay? I'm following your lead, though. I'll get all eyes on us,
okay?
You know, just like we planned. And then we'll drop the hammer.
What were Dale and Brennan doing with my video camera? Do you know?
I have no idea. In fact, I really don't care.
So. Oh.
I would like to say a few things. Derek, you're an outstanding young man, son. And I would like to say that... this is the image I have, that sometimes when I'm making love to your mother and I realize that this is where you came from, that I'm so moved that I talk to my lawyer, and not only are you going to be in my heart forever, but you're going to be in my will, young man.
Okay.
Robert, that was fucking awesome.
Thank you.
You got a lot of this, buddy, and you got a lot of these.
Thank you.
Excuse me, everyone, if I can have your attention, please. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Dale Doback. I'm Robert's older son, the biological one. Probably wondering why we gathered you here tonight, besides Derek's birthday. We got a special surprise for you, Derek, and everybody here. Check.
No, please, Dale. I'm begging you.
You want to shut this down, D-Man?
Yeah, well, just hold on a sec.
Derek, for your birthday, we thought we'd roll out a once-in-a-lifetime business opportunity.
Happy birthday, Derek.
Music.
Prestige worldwide. Why?
Prestige worldwide. The first word in entertainment.
First word.
Management.
Financial portfolios. Insurance.
Computers.
Black leather gloves.
Research and development. Putting in the man hours to study the science of what you need.
Last week, we put liquid paper on a bee. And it died.
Security.
And.
Investors?
Possibly you! Oh, this is classic. This is...
We'd like to present the world premiere of Prestige Worldwide's first music video by our first act, Huff and Doback. Roll it. Pay close attention, Dad. It's gonna look familiar.
This is perfect.
Is that my boat?
It is.
What are you doing on my boat? That's my boat.
Nina, the Santa Maria. I'll do you.
while you're drinking sangria.
Nachos, lemon heads, my dad's boat. You won't go down cause my dick can float.
We sail around the world and go port to port. Every time I come, I produce a quart.
That is offensive. Cannon, Dale.
Deadliest catch without the crabs. We're almost out of gas, called the A-Rabs.
Pull up the anchor cause we're leaving dry land. Get the low deck with a tick in your hand. Are you ready for some world-class vocalization?
Get a partner.
Yo, Brennan, break him up a little.
Who's steering the boat?
Dad, please shut up.
Please shut up! Oh! 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 Yeah!
So, big question is, aside from the damage to the boat, which we will fix, what'd you guys think of the presentation?
Brennan, I think that what you did to Robert's boat was horrid. Having said that, I think that both of you boys showed a lot of enthusiasm and inventiveness.
Yes, thank you.
You gotta be kidding me.
They destroyed our dream, and you're calling it inventive.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Come on, you did. It's going to be 4 years at least before we can sail anywhere. And you could care less. Admit it.
I will not admit that because it is not true. Yeah. But, you know, I do think that you could show a little bit more attentiveness to your son and your stepson, who obviously need you.
It's true, Dr. Dobak. You've been very cold and unsupportive of our dreams.
You wrecked my fucking boat, you goon!
Don't speak to my son like that!
Your son's costing me $80,000.
Look, we could bicker about this all night, but what's done is done, Dad. Are you guys gonna invest or not?
That's it!
Dad, where are the wheels? Dad, I can't believe you're being so stingy!
Robert!
It's a simple business decision!
You fucking jagaloons! You're failures!
Hey, you're embarrassing yourself, you geriatric fuck!
Brandon!
Two things! You keep your liver spotted hands off my beautiful mother, she's a saint! And then you sit down and you write Dale and Brandon a check for $10,000! Or I'm gonna shove one of those fake hearing devices so far up your ass!
Brandon.
You can hear the sound of your small intestine as it produces shit!
Alright.
Somebody
should have
done this a long time ago, and I'm gonna do it.
Dad, what are you
doing? You have to learn there are consequences for your actions.
Dad!
Robert!
Dad, that's not the end!
You're next, mister, you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Stop it!
Stop it!
Behaviors will not be tolerated!
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play.
Wow, the tree looks great, Nancy. Really tasteful.
Thank you, Dale. That's a very nice sweater you're wearing.
It was my mom's. I took the shoulder pads out.
Oh, and Brennan, Denise called and she said she can't go out with you on New Year's Eve because she's not your girlfriend, she's your therapist.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
She's a rascal.
Hey, Dad, Nancy. Would it be cool if Brennan and I opened just one present each since it's Christmas Eve?
I'm going to go down to the Cheesecake Factory and have a drink.
But it's Christmas Eve.
Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Yes! I had my eye on one. I hope it's what I think it is.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Hulk hands.
Wait, Dale got Hulk hands?
Well, you reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You know, tonight at the Cheesecake Factory was the happiest that I have been in months.
Well, then I feel very sorry for you.
Well, just, Nancy, I don't know if I can ever forgive him for wrecking my boat.
Why are you giving up?
I'm not giving up. I'm
you
not.
Are. You're giving up on our boys.
But they're 40.
I don't care how old they are, Robert. They're still our children.
Well, sometime it's got to matter how old they are. That's all we do. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, you know, they'll go back to bed.
So call me, hey!
See? They're sleepwalking.
No. No.
See, back to bed.
I'm back. No, no.
They'll be fine.
Just nonsense.
I'm going to wake them up.
No. Why would you do such a thing?
Well, because it's...
Never, ever wake up a sleepwalker.
They, that's it. We can't ever do anything.
No, but
we
have they could do real harm to themselves or others. Oh, this is Christmas presents.
Don't die.
No, but...
I think we should take control. It's always about
them. How do you propose to do that, Robert?
Driving around with a buddy of mine, Topher. You guys all know Topher, right? Driving around, he has this brand new Testarossa, right? Boom! We hit this four-point buck, dead, lying in the road. Long story short, we sue the state of Michigan. I end up getting 125 Gs, okay? You know what I spend that money on? Sniper rifle to hunt deer. Either way, the deers lose, my friends.
Good riddance. Eat all the damn flowers anyway.
If you'll excuse me, I think I'm going to go into the other room to check my hair.
Sorry, everybody. If you excuse my my space cadet wife here. Let's just say the meds aren't helping. kidding. But not at all.
I have to get some more gravy.
Oh, Dale, it's right there.
Shush up, Nancy. I have to get some more bread.
What did I do to deserve that?
Any of us do deserve anything. I pay enough taxes to support all these lazy goddamn liberals.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, that was torture. Oh, I couldn't eat another bite of turkey without thinking of you inside of me. Come on, let's try something illegal.
So, Tommy, what did you get for Christmas?
Well, Santa brought me the Bowflex and $1,000 in fresh minted $50 bills.
Want to know what I got for Christmas? A crushed soul.
God rest you, merry gentlemen. Nothing you distress. Sing along, Santa. You know this song.
What is that noise?
This is the ghost.
I'll just try to be quiet. You're right. Okay. You're right. We've got to be discreet.
Hey! Hey, you are still talking in here.
What are you doing?
Alice was moving a chair from the living room into the dining room for an extra chair, and her back went out. And I just did the best thing, which is get right on the muscles so they don't seize up.
Just add some heat to it.
Damn it, Dale, sit down.
It's just a real deep, tight muscle.
Hey, sweetie, can you grab me a beer?
I'll get you another Heineken.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
And how about you, Tiffany? What did you get for Christmas?
I got this Mikimoto pearl necklace. But next year I'm going to ask Santa for breast implants because I'm impatient with my body.
Hey, Tiffany, want to know what I got? A crushed soul.
You mentioned that earlier.
Gosh! It's gone into a real bad spasm, so I put a yoga move on her.
My lips are on that breathalyzer, and I saw those numerals pop up. 0.079. So I just drove off. I started going on my way to Chad Michael Murray's Christmas party, and I think that was the year, and...
May I have to interrupt you, Robert? While the children are in the living room, I think this would be a good time to make our announcement.
What's going on?
It's over. I'm going to be moving in with my friend, Jack Handel, and Nancy found a townhouse in the city.
What is this? What's happening?
What Robert is trying to say is that we are getting a divorce.
Don't do this.
No. No.
I gotta say, I could have called this one.
So no.
Yeah.
Is it our fault?
Is it because we were bad?
No, that's the main thing that Robert and I talked about, is that we did not want you two to blame yourselves.
Look what we do to fix it!
Dale, honey, are you okay?
Why are you calling him honey?
I cannot stress this enough. It is not your fault.
Whose fault is it? I want to fucking know!
Let's cut this shit. It is directly your fault.
Robert.
You destroyed my boat. You beat me up in your sleep. And worst of all, you made Nancy and I resent each other. It is absolutely 150% your fault.
Of course it's their fault. They're the two biggest dickheads in the world, and they're living in your house.
Derek.
I'm sorry, but that...
Please don't cry like that. Please don't, Brennan.
Mommy!
I told you that they would feel completely to blame.
Let's grow up.
I'm going to throw up. I think I'm going to throw
up. Don't throw up.
Nice dinner that I had. I'm going to throw it up.
You're going to throw up.
Come on. I threw up. Oh, this is ugly. Hey, guys.
This is not right.
All right, dipshits. Right here.
Stop it, dude.
1, 2, 3.
I don't want my picture taken right now.
Who gets the family Bible?
When guys, good luck, and remember, I need you out of this house by tomorrow. No exceptions.
Tell me who gets the family Bible when two grown-ups lose heart. Oh, tell me who gets the family Bible.
Hey, are you awake? Can't believe we actually have to move out of this house.
I know, I feel bad.
Hey, you know, we don't have to whisper anymore. Mom and Dad aren't here.
Yeah, but could we keep doing it, though? It helps me pretend that they are.
You must feel just terrible. I mean, I know I feel bad.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine how you feel after my dad looked right at you and said, "It's all your fault that they broke up."
That's funny. Because my mom said, if that curly-headed fuck Dale wasn't here, everything would be perfect.
You take that back. No way it's your fault.
You know what your problem is? You live in a fantasy land. You refuse to get a job, and you don't even know what it's like to work for something.
You don't take responsibility for your actions, and that's why this is all your fault.
Well, you're a mama's boy who's too chicken to sing in public. Yeah, that's right. Run away, little boy. You know it's true. Just avoid everything. What are you doing? Motherfucker! Get up, Brennan! I know you're faking! Get up! Get up! Brennan? It's just like Cold Case Files. It's just like Cold Case Files. It's just like Cold Case Files. People die every day. Give a proper burial. Unmarked grave. Brennan! You're alive! Oh, my God!
I'm alive.
You were dead! That's how you die!
I was faking. I used ninja focus to slow my heart rate down.
What are you doing?
I'm burying you.
I'm alive, Brennan! I'm alive!
You're waking the neighbors! No. Shut up!
No!
Now I'm going to play your drum set.
Help me.
Close your eyes. Let the dirt just shower over you. This is your fault. I'm exhausted. I want to sleep good tonight.
Don't you touch my drum!
Stop it! Stop it!
Zombie! Get off me, zombie!
Come on!
I'm late for school.
I'll kiss you right on the mouth, Kenny Rogers.
Get off me.
Hey. Oh. So I guess it's really over.
I'd say you trying to bury me alive pretty much did it.
You know what I just realized? You've been the one that's been dragging me down. Now I'm going to go out, I'm going to get a job, an apartment, and then I'm going to get Mom and Dr. Doback back together. I'm going to be the hero, and you can suck on it.
My life was perfect before you came here. Me and my dad had a perfect setup, and you wrecked it.
Hey! We're no longer brothers.
We never were. We were stepbrothers.
Well, look who's here, boys. Can you give me a job, please?
TJ,
get an office pool going.
Give Kendall Crouch here 2 weeks, tops.
Dr. Angel Face, I just want to say thank you for meeting me on such short notice.
Don't call me Angel Face.
I apologize. I'm very alone right now, and the thing I want to ask you to help me, to show me how I can be a grown-up. Do I carry my high school diploma around with me? What do you do with your hair in the morning? What happens if there's inclement weather? What do you wear? Can you wash your clothes in the dishwasher?
I noticed that there's a long gap in your job history. It said for 22 years you went Kerouac on everyone's eyes.
Look, I want to be honest with you. I really need a job. And I will take any position as long as it doesn't involve having sex with old ladies for money or bear traps. Those are my two bugaboos.
All right, got it. There's a catering business, there's a temp job is open for you, and you get to play with fire.
Tired of all the back and forth, very tired of feeling tired, of course, at every stage. You gotta act your age, so they say, but it doesn't always have to be the way you're told. There's a million ways to go without growing cold, and there is always different beauty to
What do you want, Brennan? This is my online poker time.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Ho, ho, slow down there, speed racer.
I know what it entails, and I'm ready to nail it. I want it, okay? I want the Catalina wine mixer.
Yo, yo.
Hey, D-Man.
Did you tell him what's up?
I sure did.
Hey.
Hey, your brother wants a shot at the Catalina wine mixer.
I'm ready. I'm walking tall.
You think you're ready to run with the bulls?
I've been earning and burning, snapping necks, and cashing checks.
Screw it. Let's let him do it. No, it's a win-win for me. Because if you fuck up, Brennan, if you fuck up,
yeah,
I get to fire your ass. But if you pull it off, I look like a genius to the board. Okay?
I get it.
Look, Brennan, here's the thing. It's the Catalina fucking wine mixer. Okay?
Are you saying pow? What are you saying?
It's the biggest helicopter leasing event in the Western Hemisphere since 1997.
Why does he keep doing that?
I have to sell or lease at least 80 choppers to make my nut, and you... Okay. You mess with my nut, Brennan? Randy here is gonna eat your dick.
Like Kobayashi.
The
I've seen him do it.
You've actually seen him eat a man's penis?
It was in international waters, so they couldn't prosecute him, but I saw it.
I'm telling you right now, I'll nail it. I'll pull it off, okay?
Wait a second, why do you want this so bad, Brennan? Are you trying to get Mom and Dad back together or something?
Why do I want this?
Yeah.
Because I want to make bank, bro. I want to get ass. I want to drive a Range Rover.
Okay, well, you better, Brennan. This is a fucking Catalina wine mixer. Papa!
What are you doing here?
Well, Dale's working the function.
Guys, this is supposed to be jicama, not bok choy. Sorry, folks.
And I got an invitation from Brennan.
Can you believe Brennan put all this together?
Mm-mm.
And now here we all are in Catalina's. Yeah. Funny, huh?
Yeah, it's funny.
Hey. Not bad.
You're nailing it.
Thanks, Randy.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
God damn it, I don't know what it is about your face, but I want to deliver one of these right in your suck hole.
Is there anything I can do to work on that?
No,
so you
not
wouldn't...
really. It's your face. And I, again, you know, you're doing great, man. This is the Catalina Wine Mix.
Yeah.
We're all having a great time. Everybody's having fun. You pulled it off, all right? But if you don't change your face, I'm going to change it for you.
Okay. Okay. All I can do is take that in and consider it, and I'll just try to do my best version of whatever I think that would be.
I don't even hear what you're saying right now because your face is driving me nuts.
Thanks again, though.
Oh, tits. Hold on.
Hey, hello, Catalina Wine Mixer. How are ya? We are Uptown Girl. We are California's preeminent 1980s Billy Joel cover band.
Piano Man!
Woo! What did I just say, man? All right, we don't play that, so... Let's keep it in the late 80s and let's keep it fun. Okay, you guys having a good time? I hope you are. Because, you know, I know sometimes life can be tough. And I know it, sometimes it's hard to keeping the faith.
It seems like I've been lost, and let's remember.
You guys seem to be hitting it off.
Oh, honey. Oh, my God. This is the greatest party. Yeah.
This is fantastic.
So impressed.
Hey, Dad.
Dale.
Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Brennan.
Good to see you, Dale.
Thanks for hiring our catering company.
Easy decision. You guys have an outstanding track record.
Yeah. It's like old times, huh?
It really is.
It sure is.
Still have your night vision goggles?
No. I had to sell those to pay for car insurance. How about you? You still breaking boards or kicking holes in pumpkins or anything?
No. But I did start taking baby aspirin to reduce my risk for heart attack.
That makes sense. Got to keep an eye on it, you know?
I really do.
You got to knock off the sweets.
Thank you. it's a truly funny observation.
Yeah.
Dale, the empanadas are starting to sweat.
Okay. I better run. It's good to see you, Brennan.
You too, Dale.
Take care. Be well. All right. Take care, Dad.
Okay, bye, buddy. Now. It's great to talk to him.
Yeah.
I gotta go, too. We should do this again. I think it was very constructive. Maybe grab a bite to eat?
Sure.
Go to Outback Steakhouse?
Love that.
I've grown very fond of that place. Thank you for coming. Great to see you.
It was very nice to see you, Robert.
I think Brennan organized this whole thing to get us back together.
You have to excuse me. I think that I just might cry. It's the funniest thing.
If I said goodbye to me tonight,
start the fire, buddy. Come on, man, play something from the Stranger.
We strictly do 80s Joel music, sir.
And why you needed me to.
80s Billy Joel doo-wop sucks!
Hey, listen, motherfucker, we only sing 80s Joel! So take your skank hooker wife and get the fuck out of here!
Shit!
All right. What's wrong?
What's wrong? Get him out of here! Get his ass out of here!
Hey!
All right!
Great job, fuckface. You just busted my nut. This party's shot.
Just relax. I didn't realize
you said anything. I didn't know. You know what? You cost me money. So this isn't even a judgment call, man. You're Audi 5000, my friend.
Derek, can't we talk about this?
Hey.
Shit.
Is everything okay?
No. You just fired me.
What happened to the music?
The band left. The guy freaked out. Derek fired me.
It's no big
Robert,
deal.
You don't get it. It's the Catalina wine mixer. People have killed to be in the position that I'm in.
He's right, Dad. It's a big deal.
Okay, here's the thought. I see an empty stage. I see drums. I see a drummer. I see a microphone. And I see a singer.
Dad, come on.
What?
We gave that stuff up.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Listen to me. Dale, look. When I was a kid, when I was a little boy, I always wanted to be a dinosaur. I wanted to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex more than anything in the world. I made my arms short, and I roamed the backyard, and I chased the neighborhood cats, and I growled, and I roared. Everybody knew me and was afraid of me. And then one day my dad said, Bobby, you're 17. It's time to throw childish things aside. And I said, okay, Pa. But he didn't really say that. He said, stop being a fucking dinosaur and get a job. But you know, I thought to myself, I'll go to medical school, I'll practice for a little while, and then I'll come back to it.
Dad, how is that a skill?
But I forgot how to do it.
You're human. You could never be a dinosaur.
Yeah. Hey, I lost it.
Well, Dad, what's the point?
The point is don't lose your dinosaur. Yeah. You know, I hated the way you guys were before. I mean, I hated you. But it just kills me to see you so crushed and normal. Listen to me. Don't listen to me. Prestige Worldwide. That's what you got to do.
You're saying we should go for it.
That's what I'm saying.
What do you think, Brennan?
I'm so scared right now. I'm gonna do what's sensible. I'm gonna file for unemployment, and I'm gonna try to get a job at Enterprise Rent-A-Car because they got an excellent corporate structure, and they give you the tools to be your own boss.
My dad's right. This isn't me. I'm fucking miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning. And even though I just got a tidal wave of nerves, I'm going up on that stage, and I'm going to make beautiful music for a sad world.
Dale,
that's the boy I know.
This crowd's going to eat him alive.
What's he doing up there? Somebody get him off the fucking stage.
Hi, how you doing? My name's Dale Doback, and I hope you like to kick it.
Oh, go get him, Dale!
Bolts and hoes!
Get off the stage, you dicks!
Stop yelling at him! He's a human being!
Dale has a vagina! Dale has a vagina!
Oh!
He's up there alone, Brennan. He's up there alone.
Stop! What are you doing, Brennan?
Oh, Jesus, Nancy. I couldn't stand to see him like that. I miss my son.
Right. Let me go for a few bars. Come in soft, but then finish strong.
Okay. Hey, Brennan.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming up.
You got it, Dragon.
Okay. Hey, we got a little change coming up. It's my main man, Brennan.
Quando vivo solo sui un orizzonte fatto di pellagra, in la sombra in tre luce storos negre para mi merara. Si tu non stas junto mi a chi poti volare. Espara e legare me fin de traiecto es tu
boats and hoes
para babilo los dos por ti volare por cielo si mare hasta tu mor
boats and hoes
los ojos por ti. contigo viveré. Oti volaré. Es para
nos dis mamá en candana.
The ones that match the seeds. Kind of.
I traveled 500 miles to give you my seed.
Lumberjack.
Fucking Catalina wine mixer.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Brennan, that was sublime.
Amazing. We are so proud of you both.
Thank you. Incredible. Hey, so I made my quota. Yeah, we sold a shit ton of copters.
That's so good.
Look, I'm not great at this Hallmark stuff, but Brennan, when I look at you now, I don't want to kick you in the head quite as much. Thanks, man.
That was beautiful.
That was nice. Yeah. what do we do now?
We could hug.
Yeah, you'd like that, faggot. Sorry. Okay. Anything like that before, so
I think can't expect.
It was
perfect.
Good, though. It was good.
Yeah.
I thought I'd gotten close to a hug before.
Hello, Brennan.
Denise.
Hi.
Hey.
Robert, Mom, Derek. This is my girlfriend, Denise.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Actually, I'm his therapist. We are in absolutely no way dating.
Right.
Brennan told me he was going to hurl his body off a helicopter into shark-infested water, so I had a legal obligation to be here.
I get it. Don't want to appear too eager, and that is a good strategy,
like
too.
Her.
You are an enabler. You think you're helping,
and
but you're not.
And you are a keeper.
What'd you think?
Brennan, I thought you were incredibly brave. And I mean that in strictly the most clinical and professional sense possible, with no emotional, intimate, sexual, or any other undertones that you could possibly infer.
God, you're going to make me cry. What poem is that from? Is that James Joyce?
Alice,
I like making sex with you.
Do you?
I do. But you're also married. It's over.
This is crazy. I'm a mother. I have two children. I have a husband.
Okay.
A beautiful home. I can't be fucking around.
No, it was fun. It was fun, right? It was good. Lasted. I'm glad. Good. All right, well, good luck. No.
Please don't leave me.
Oh, my God, look at that whale.
Here.
So I was with SEAL, and we were just taking a chopper up to Everest Base Camp. And
Derek?
The plot to my Sherpa. Sorry.
Remember, we talked about this.
Okay.
Dale Brennan, tell me about the karaoke business.
Really great, Dad. Yeah, we call it karaoke and roll.
Oh.
We got 6 bars, 3 restaurants, and 2 more want to sign up.
Wow.
So it's booming.
Fantastic.
Most karaoke, it's kind of open to everyone. Hey, just get up here and have fun. Like, no, if you can't sing, just sit down. That's our motto.
It's a big thing.
You guys are doing so great.
Guys, I have a little Christmas surprise for Dale and Brennan. You want to see it?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Let's go look at it. Come on.
Don't peek.
I smell cookies.
Don't peek. Ready?
No.
Okay.
It's a pinata, isn't it?
Be patient.
Okay.
Be patient. Give me a swagger, Dad.
Okay, open your eyes. Merry Christmas.
Holy shit! Yeah. I can't believe you put the boat in the tree! This is amazing! It's the Gilded Lady! She lives!
Can't believe it! How'd you get it up here?
Robert, it's so great.
Pirate hats!
Whoa!
Hustlers! Dad, that was so thoughtful!
You guys finally came to your senses and got us something cool.
You both know this is completely fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
But Brennan sure can wear the shit out of that pirate hat.
You got the mask! Woo!
It's okay that mine's not movie quality. That's the impression that I get.
Never been close to tragedy, or close to folks who have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse? No.
Well, he's like, no, because you drew my car last week, so I can't get it. So I'm like, you're gonna buy it for me, or I'm gonna sock you in the mouth.
Isn't Dale Dobick and his little butt buddy?
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but I'm gonna kick you repeatedly in the balls, Gardaki.
Let's go!
Where do you think you're going?
Huh?
Home.
Got something to show you.
Come on. You see that white dog crap?
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Not too fun down there, is it?
No.
You see, your actions have consequences.
When you oppress people, they rise up in a fiery anger.
Dumb.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups, motherfucker.
Say hi to your dad. We went to high school together.
Cops will be here soon.
I guess this is what it feels like to be grown up.
Hey,
can I ask you something?
Yeah, of course.
You know, back when you first moved in?
Yeah.
Did you touch my drum set?
No, I didn't.
No, really, I won't get mad. I just want to know.
No, no. Yeah, you said you wouldn't get mad. I'm just saying I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I never did it.
Then I owe you an apology for attacking you.
No, you don't at all. No.
Well, why wouldn't you take an apology if you didn't do it?
Just because I'm cool.
I was an open field. Nobody told me what to do. I was a refugee. Hey, man, I was so confused. Chasing my ass, watching the wheels spin around and around. Just a wasting town, pushing papers in the lost and the found.
It went as well as it could. My wife and I parted long after we should. I fooled around, she drank a hair too much. I said some words, she didn't care for my touch. And the little children were brave. We didn't hire lawyers, at least money was saved. They packed up all their clothes and all their toys. I guess girls will be girls and boys will be boys. Then my sweet Charlotte, my four-year-old girl, the apple of my bloodshot eye, my whole world, she asked me, Daddy, tell me who gets the family Bible when blood is split apart. Tell me the family Bible when two grown-ups lose heart. Now tell me who gets the family Bible. Oh, tell me who gets the family Bible.
You got my passport.
Huh?
Maggie, sir, I'm good.
I'm right. I don't worry, not going to be late.